From Jefferson Public Radio, I'm Eric Thiel. Welcome to another live session. Today, my guest in the JPR studios is singer-songwriter Christopher Paul Stelling, who is out in support of a new record out on Anti called Itinerant Arius. Hello, welcome to JPR.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
It's great to have you here.
Thank you.
This is your fourth record, correct?
Yeah.
Second on Anti, and there is a pretty significant change this time around in that you have bandmates with you, both on the record and also here in the room.
Yeah.
What was behind that decision to expand the sound and go a different route?
I was just sick of hearing myself, and I can afford them.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, being able to... I feel like making records is just always like you do what's available to you at the time. You know, I observed the record making process of people before I started making records, and I saw a lot of people get a little ahead of themselves. And so, you know, doing what you can do with the means that you are able to do it is also part of the artistic statement of the record that you're making, as far as I'm concerned, you know, because it is a document.
Well, tell me about the folks that you brought in to support you today.
Yeah, this is Matt Murphy from Boston, Massachusetts on the bass guitar.
Hello.
Kieran Ledgewidge from Sydney, Australia on the fiddle. And Julia Kriskow from New York City on additional vocals and percussion.
Boston, New York, Sydney. How did the four of you come together and coalesce?
I mean, I'm a bit of a jet setter. we all met during the time when Julia and I were living in New York City, and then through, but we met in Texas, and we met sort of in Texas. I mean, you know, we all get around a lot, so. Mm.
Well, you mentioned the jet setting thing. You have lived in a number of locations, though,
yeah,
right? Spent time in Colorado, Boston, Pacific Northwest, up in Seattle for a while.
Yeah,
you mentioned New York. And now North Carolina. Do you have some like word associations of living in each of those places and what those places imparted in you and in your music?
It was just a lot of desperation. You know, I mean, like my 20s weren't the easiest, and I just moved around a lot, and, you know, I was just looking for myself essentially, and in all the wrong places, you know?
Have you managed to settle and find yourself?
Yeah, I'm fine now.
Yeah, good.
Thank you.
Christopher Paul Stelling is my guest today live on Jefferson Public Radio. The newest record is called Itinerant Arias. What do you guys want to do first?
First, we're going to do one called O River.
Thank you. monster takes thee from the shore. Oh, river, won't you carry me down? I have no need for more.
That is Christopher Paul Stelling live today on Jefferson Public Radio. That tune comes from his new record called Itinerant Arias. Information is at ChristopherPaulStelling.com. Well, I've got to say that you have brought in a Martin, a somewhat road-weary Martin, but you've also got a very road-weary Gibson that is your stage guitar that looks like the Millennium Falcon. I mean, the thing is beat, but, right?
I'm going through a bit of a transition. I played the old Gibson for, like, well over 1,000 gigs, and I'm just kind of now transitioning to a different steel string because it cuts a little bit more in the ensemble.
Right.
And also it was getting a little annoying that just the constant association, much like Willie Nelson and his torn up guitar. I mean, he's earned it, but you know, mine's in roughly the same condition, and it's just, I don't know.
You're ready to have a different persona.
Well, yeah. Right? You know, people look at the guitar sitting on the against the wall and they say, your guitar sounds great. And I say, how does it sound right now? You know, a guitar is a guitar. You pick up anything.
And, is it true that Gibson is gut strung or nylon?
Well, they're nylon strings, okay. Only because gut strings are incredibly, it would have been intended for gut strings, but...
They're a little expensive and hard to get your hands on.
Yeah, interesting story about that. Just that a piece of history that I happened to know. It was Andres Segovia was touring the United States, and he was playing a private benefit for lobbyists in Washington, and he was explaining how stressed out he was because of the some of the embargoes during the war. He wasn't able to get his gut strings from Spain, and he was down to his last set, and it was actually a professor who later went on to found DuPont that made the first set of nylon plastic simulated strings. It's an interesting story.
Yeah. It's interesting that you would mention Segovia, because I hear a little of that in your playing.
A little.
Well, I mean, the sort of ostinato patterns that you play and the arpeggios that you play, and of course the fact that you've got nylon strings on a guitar and you're finger picking.
Yeah, not today.
That seems slightly out of sorts with the straight-ahead singer-songwriter AAA kind of stuff that we know you from the records.
Yeah.
Do you have that kind of playing in your background, or did you study that kind of playing?
No, I'm just a student. I'm just a cursory student of guitar in general. I'm not really a student. I'm just, I think there's a nice common thread that runs through all of guitar playing, where there's just so many different styles of music being played on one instrument, and I'm a fan of the guitar.
When you started playing guitar, were you playing on a nylon string, like a classical guitar?
Yeah, my first guitar was a nylon string. Yeah, but I didn't want that because I was, you know.
You wanted to rock.
I was a young man and a young boy, and I wanted an electric guitar. But then things have a tendency to come full circle later on.
Do you travel with an electric guitar?
No.
No?
Mm-mm.
It's all acoustic.
Yeah, they plug in. I mean, they plug in, but... No, this actually, the Itinerant Arias record, I recorded that with a ES-125 Gibson, an electric hollow body Gibson, just for purposes of tonality and the way I wanted it to sit in the mix. I'm trying to break my own rules these days.
Yeah.
You know.
Christopher Paul Stelling is my guest today live on Jefferson Public Radio. The new record is Itinerant Arias, out on Anti. ChristopherPaulStelling.com is the website to go for information. What do you guys want to do next?
This one's called The Cost of Doing Business.
Town, we can be the city, right through the town, don't you have SPD? times and times. Gonna tell the truth, be so that it rhymes. Otherwise, somebody like I'm gonna come and shoot you down. Be sure to set fire to that bridge on your way out of town.
That's Christopher Paul Stelling live today on Jefferson Public Radio. Music from the record called Itinerant Arias. You told a rather interesting story, and I hope that you'll share it with us, of the last time you were in Ashland.
Yeah.
Which was what, a couple, two, 3 years ago, something like that?
Not even really.
Yeah.
I think it was like a year ago. I was, I rolled into town. I was, is that place still there?
It's not.
Club 66.
Yeah.
It was me. And the bartender and maybe one or two other individuals, one of which was telling me I needed to connect with you guys next time I was in town.
Good. And, I'm glad that worked out.
Yeah. And yeah, it just seemed a little, the whole thing seemed a little sketchy on the outside of town. I decided that I should take the cash that I had made that week and my passport and some of my valuables, and I tucked them inside the hotel Bible. And I put it back in the drawer, and I went and played the gig. And after the gig, I was I partook in some of the local medicinal delicacies, and woke up late, and then had to be in Sacramento. So I hauled it all the way to Sacramento, only to find out halfway through my set to recall that I had left my passport and my money in the Bible at the Roadside Inn, which is right over here, you know, right across from the Super 8.
Yeah. Yep.
And so after that gig, I drove all the way back, and it was crazy. It was like a full moon. I'm driving by Mount Shasta. I'm like, it was like I got back at like 4 or 5 in the morning, and just waited for the person to leave the hotel room.
Oh, it was occupied.
Like a total creep. Yeah, it was occupied. I was just like creeping right outside the door, and when they left the next morning, I slid in there and recovered my belongings from the Bible, and then had to go back to San Francisco. So that was, 6 hours down, 6 hours back, 6 hours. Mm-hmm. That was about 18 hours of driving in less than 24 hours.
We'll try to make some more positive memories of Ashland.
Oh, no, it actually is it's a very positive memory. I mean, not often do I even have too much of a recollection of where I've been, so. I remember it fondly.
You mentioned earlier a little bit different take in recording this record, Itinerant Arias. Different guitar anyway, different tonality involved. But this was also a sort of lock yourselves in, knock it out marathon recording session, if I understand right.
Yeah. Yeah, the idea was just I had been traveling so much, nearly like nonstop for 2 years. So I think the idea was to, I wanted another, you know, less artistically and more practically, I just wanted to kind of be somewhere for a week with people I enjoyed and make food and just commune And
where were you? What studio?
We were at a studio called Dirt Floor in Connecticut. It's a friend of mine's sort of home studio.
Kind of an isolated retreat
Yeah, yeah, mountain cabin. Literally a log cabin on top of a mountain. I had a couple studios to choose from. I chose the one with the kitchen. That was actually like why we chose that place in particular, was that we needed to be able to do our shopping and not leave and make our food, make our meals, and just kind of be together. It was, I only had 8 days off in between a tour, which I was opening for Ben Harper and the Innocent Criminals, and then I was going back out to revisit all of those towns solo by myself. So we only had 8 days, so we just got it done. You know, it was fun.
The songs on this record, each one of them seems to have a pretty fleshed out story. You did an interview with NPR where you actually laid out kind of the backstory of each song on this new record. And at least one of them has kind of a political pointedness to it, but written pre-election season and all of that sort of stuff. The rest of it, though, seems that it's mostly just observations of the human condition rather than being, you know, sharply political per se. And you mentioned just a minute ago that sometimes you don't have much recollection of the places that you've been because you've been to so many, but that also seems to feed your ability to write songs and tell stories, is remembering things about the places that you go.
Right. I don't think songs should be very specific, but the idea of like little flashbacks of memories and little snapshots of things, I think makes for a nice collection of songs.
As you continue to travel, and you've now traveled pretty extensively outside the U.S. as well, are the things that you're seeing and observing changing the nature of your songwriting?
I don't think too much about songwriting.
Really?
No. I try not to. I try to keep it like there's not much of a method to it. It's just kind of, you just have to allow yourself to be available to yourself and find the time occasionally, not too often, to just put things together. And
Do you find the stuff just arrives if you let it, or do you have to sit down and deliberately work at it?
I mean, if you just close your eyes and just, you know, if you're just silent and close your eyes, things tend to, your brain is, your consciousness is just a percolator. You know, there's just constant stream of things running through the back of your mind, and you just have to be available. I don't really worry about running out of material. I don't really put too much pressure on myself. Very rarely do I even sit down and write, but I've managed to make a record, at least a record a year, you know? So I think just being patient is good. Not too patient, though, you know.
Well, the new record's fantastic. Itinerant Arias is what it's called. Christopher Paul Stelling is my guest today live on Jefferson Public Radio. And you've got one more tune to go out with?
Yeah, this one's called Destitute. You want to do Destitute? Let's do Destitute.
Okay. You're not destitute, no. 'Cause you got friends and they love you so, no. You're not destitute, no. When the darkness gets too much to bear, just hold up tight, darling, say a little prayer. Focus on the absolute, stay resolute, 'cause you're not destitute, no. Tell you now, it could be much worse, knowing you're not destitute, no. Hitching a ride in a long black hearse, knowing you're not destitute, no. Even if you have a bedside nurse, knowing you're not destitute, no. Even if you think your life's been cursed, knowing you're not destitute, no. Walls, they start closing in, forgive your sins, tell the devil to beware. Love yourself enough to try, don't you curse the sky, 'cause you're not destitute, no. We'll be right back. best that you know. Even if you've been a lying, forsaken knowing, you're not destitute, you know. Just when you think you've had enough, you're not destitute, you know. That's when fate's gonna call your bluff, you're not destitute, you know. Feel like a cold day in hell, just toss Penny down and wish you well.
That is Christopher Paul Stelling, my guest today live on Jefferson Public Radio. Destitute is from the new record called Itinerant Arias, out on Anti Records. Christopher Paul Stelling is the website to go for information. Chris, it's been nice to meet you. Thanks for dropping by.
Thanks very much. See you soon.